In July this year, Asha Maslim, 22 years old, was jailed for life for killing his former girlfriend, Holly Gazzard, in Gloucester in 2014. An inquiry has established that he had a history of violence against women. 24 separate incidents had been reported, and that the available information about his behaviour, the pattern of that behaviour, could have reduced the risk that he posed to his girlfriend. His mother issued a statement which was read by his solicitor.
Asha cannot explain why he did what he did. All he can now do is express through us his deeply felt sorrow for the pain which he has caused to so many people.
Well, we're joined now by Holly's father, Nick Gazzard. Good morning.
Morning.
Obviously, nothing can take away your pain and your loss. Everyone will understand that. What do you hope can be learnt from what we've seen in this report about what happened, and more to the point, what didn't happen, about the evidence of his past behaviour?
Yes, obviously the report does highlight his past behaviour in the sense that he had 21 incidents against women of violence, and he was arrested 21 times plus two or three times against men. So this guy had a history. And across all the agencies in Gloucestershire, all this information was known, but it wasn't pieced together. As a result of that, Holly wasn't classified as high risk, but he was, but was not known to the Domestic Abuse Support Service. So in that sense, it's very disappointing that the report comes out and says that Holly's death was not predictable. The good thing about the report is that there are 35 actions that come out of it, which hopefully will help reduce the amount of abuse that's around and also help prevent homicides like Holly and families going through what we're going through.
Because presumably the lessons that need to be learned in your area around Gloucester could be learned by police forces all over the country. I mean, the fact that these bits of information were never pulled together on the same file. I mean, something as simple as that is extraordinary.
Absolutely, and Holly's case is not unique, and nor is it in Gloucestershire. It's nationwide. All the information, I liken it to pieces of a jigsaw. They were there, but no one had put the pieces together. And once the pieces were put together, you could see the whole picture. So I firmly believe that Holly's death was predictable, but also that it was preventable. And that's a real shame in terms of what happened to Holly.
Now, you've been able to put aside some of your own feelings and work with the police. And I know that you're talking about a safety device that might help people. Can you just explain what this is?
Yes, we've teamed up with a company called Panic Guard and launched an app called Holly Guard. And that is an app which you can download free of charge, which turns any smartphone into a personal safety device. And the ability of the app allows an individual to start recording voice and video, and that streams to our live servers once they are in trouble. But there's also a further element of the app which allows them to send out a piercing signal and also strobe lighting, and it's all activated by the shaking of the phone.
That's interesting. So you shake it at one point, you know, once, and an alert is sent and so on, and your location, and there can be evidence, audio and video evidence. But then if you shake it again harder, it acts as an alarm.
Absolutely, yes, yes. Once you activate the app, it GPS tracks you, and then a further shake of it will activate an alert, and a further shake will activate the alarm. But all the time, it's been recorded, and that can be used in future evidence in any court case.
And the idea is that, particularly perhaps, but not solely, for young women who might find themselves in a difficult or a threatening position, it's something that could give them confidence.
Absolutely, and we've already had lots of individuals who are either in abusive relationships or being stalked have come to us and said, we have downloaded the app and it makes us feel safer. And if that happens, and that's the only thing that happens, then we've achieved our aim by allowing the app to be used by as many people as possible.
How many people are using it already?
2,000 people have downloaded so far, and it's been out about 3 weeks. This week is Domestic Violence and Sexual Awareness Week, so we're trying to get the message across to everyone. Go to the website, hollyguard.com, and download. It's free of charge.
And just to remind people, it's called Holly Guard, and that's Holly spelt like your daughter's name, H-O-L-L-I-E, and then guard, a separate word. And very easy, just go online and you can find that and download the app, and it's free, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes, yes.
And for you, I mean, these are very painful times for you and your family. I imagine that this is your way of remembering your daughter, really. I mean, she's obviously very close to your heart, but this is a way of doing something for her, isn't it?
It is. Holly was a very vivacious and forward-thinking individual, and we want her legacy to carry on. And all the work we do with Holly Gazzard Trust and developing things like the app are in Holly's name. And hopefully, whilst we can't change what's happened to Holly, her legacy can go on and save other people from either being abused or actually from being killed as a result of abuse.
Nick Gazzard, father of Holly Gazzard, thank you very much for joining us.